Right, so here at Prince's Park, it's finished Greenwich Borough 3, Cray Valley 1, with Miller's manager, Paul Gross. Paul, your thoughts on tonight's match?
Yeah, it was all right. First one, corner, concede a corner. We get ourselves back in the game, with the best bit of football the game's seen. And then, I don't like to dig at individuals, but anyone that was here would have seen, unfortunately, our keeper made a couple of mistakes, and it's cost us in the end. And what I like about them was 3-1, second half, they didn't even look to do anything. They just defended their lead, which to me isn't a negative. Some people would say it's a negative, not to me. They played the game, they played the law of averages and just put the ball in good areas, cleared their lines. For a team that conceded a lot of goals, they obviously knew if they conceded one, they'd have been back on the back foot. So they done what they had to do and done it well. And that's what we got to learn to do. That's what our boys have got to learn to do. Again, I probably sound like we never deserve to lose, but when we do deserve to lose, Fisher away, we deserved it. Nothing from the game. Tonight, I don't know, 3-1, two individual mistakes. What more can I say? It gets you down in the end. It's another away defeat. But we haven't played that badly, really. So, I don't know. Something to think about again, ain't it?
It's a tough one. Because Craig didn't play badly tonight, and in patches played quite well. Greenwich, they just managed the second half, didn't they? There was 3-1 up. In the past, you'd have thought they'd have gone on and they've conceded goals in that situation. But today, they managed the game quite well in the second half.
One player managed the game, Gary Alexander. You take him out of that and we create more, they go for more. Listen, you don't blow out the levels he has for no reason. And whatever you say, if his legs don't work as much as they used to, whatever, the geezer's quality is 50% of his work is through talking, and he talked them through the game, and you don't find players like that anymore. But yeah, like you say, we didn't play bad, we didn't create an awful lot, but nor did they. So what do you do? Do you take pleasure from seeing their chairman, seeing their manager saying, oh, you didn't deserve to lose that? How many times can I hear that this season? And how many times can it becomes a bit hard to swallow at times? But the luck's got to change. So we just have to keep working hard. That's all we can do. We just have to keep working hard, believe in what we're doing, and just hope that it does change. It's got to at some stage, because like you say, we're playing well and we're not a bad team. We're packed full of good players, so hopefully it will change at some stage.
Okay, and Saturday, back at Badgers, home game against Canterbury City. Looking forward to that one?
Yeah. I think boys do. I think they love playing at home. It's the old, so I don't know. Like I say, we'll train Thursday. We'll try and go through things again. Try and keep positive. It is hard for me. It's hard for the lads. But like I say, I can't question what they're doing. They're giving me everything they've got. They're playing all right. It's just we're not having any luck away from home. But I might as well bleat on and bleat on forever. But it's down to us to change it. No one else is going to help us. So yeah, we'll go Saturday again and hopefully come out the other side and get a positive result. We're at home, so who knows? We seem to perform at home, so we'll give it a shot and see where we end up.
Okay, Paul. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Cheers.